Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Brian asked if we could still be friends as he wants my support because she cannot give him that.
What?
She literally births babies from vaginas. Like, that's like,
wow.
So... what?
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
A happy Wednesday to all.
Happy Wednesday celebrate. To all. Happy Wednesday to all who celebrate.
Because we are here again, back in the
Chinsu's girls. Looking very bronze today.
Am I? Now, would you like to know what this is?
Well, that's a really nice compliment.
Is this the new one you got?
This is the Paris Hilton Tan Luxe Water.
Stop.
Yes.
Paris.
But I was really scared because obviously-
So no color guard.
You don't know where it's going and you just spray. And it was quite an aggressive spray.
Are you spraying onto a mitt and then
I'm
rubbing in
on to skin?
Direct
skin
to skin.
On skin.
Fucking
yeah.
Hell, that's risky.
And then blending it in with a said mitt.
Okay.
It was a risk. However, yeah.
Take the risk or lose the chance.
Absolutely. And there's nothing on my bed sheets.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty
develops
good.
Develops overnight.
Yep, and it's a really pretty bottle.
Fab, well, yeah, it's working.
Thank you.
Okay.
Miss Queen.
I've got a beating eye today.
Yes.
So I'm sorry if that puts anyone off.
And you know what that just reminds me of revision and being at school.
Yeah.
Because
maybe
I've
been straining my eyes, but I don't think I have.
Well, it sounds
I just woke
like
up with
to
it
me,
today and I've been awake for hours.
Well, I think you're just tired. Because I would get the beating eye at school when it was revision time and we'd been up revising and there was a lot of information going into the brain and then I'd wake up with a beating eye.
Nothing better than leaving an exam and thinking, oh, just release the information.
That's what we used to say. I'd go, release it, Sophie. Just release the information.
Just let it go.
Because before we're like, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 5, like making up songs. Regurgitating.
Making up rhymes to regurgitate songs.
Regurgitating. And then it's only an hour. And then
it's
we
like,
say,
and we do this thing where we put a key in our head.
Just
and
release
we'd be like,
it.
Just let it go. You never need to remember
well,
ever again.
GCSEs and A-levels, it's just a memory.
It's a memory
got
test.
The best memory,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Nothing on intelligence.
It's memorizing an essay, regurgitating the essay.
And just tweaking it slightly.
Yeah, to the question.
I'd open that page, go regurgitate.
Bum.
Something weird. I bet you it's not like that these days, though, with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
system's changed, hasn't it?
Yeah.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
I believe.
How strange.
How strange.
No one knows what that
did
means.
We speak about that recently?
A universal language is A, B, C, D, A star.
Yes.
And 1, 2, 3.
Mary,
like, what's good
go,
is a 10.
I got a 7. We spoke about this recently, no?
Yeah,
on the
I think
pod.
We have. On the pod, I don't know.
Maybe it was Patreon. And we were like, is 1 good or is a 7 good? Or is 8 good?
10, yeah.
Because I remember Mary going, I got a 7. But then I don't know if she was excelling.
Right.
She was, but
know.
She did get into uni. So I don't know if she was excelling or if that was subpar.
We should have to get her on here and ask.
We will have
to do our research.
Yeah, but how strange.
So happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday.
Welcome
we're sat
back.
Here with our matches. We've got our blank street.
It's girl talk.
Absolutely.
And
it is.
Question of the week.
I've got fruits on my nails.
Hope, yes. Jinzi's got some lovely nails.
Makes
art.
Me happy. You know, when you just want to look at something and smile.
Well, I sent Chintzy loads of really cool
nails. And I really, really like them. But you have to appreciate, I did just have a 3D flower and they were all 3D flowers. Okay? Nail police.
I sent Chintzy nails once and they're now like all my feed is like nails. So
that's
just
what
like,
happens to me.
Send. And like, these are cute. Send. Because I'm not going to get them. So.
Well, you need to start adventuring again. It make,
She's
is it not
too
fun?
Far away.
Sophia, let it go.
You don't have want a Fiat. To travel that far.
You have a Fiat.
I just know it's not worth my time.
You have a Fiat
Sit in there
time.
For 2 hours, take 45 minutes to get there, 45 minutes to get back. But I've got things to do, people to see, places to go.
You have to make a trip of it. Mm. I'll make a trip of it.
Yeah, you make it an experience I admire that.
You know, I go to Blank Street.
Yeah, you make it a whole thing.
I usually have my headphones in. I didn't have my headphones in yesterday. I lost them.
The wire ones.
And I can't walk around with Air Maxes in. I can't.
Why? I do. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I just can't. I just feel like everyone's looking at me. It's like when I have a hat on.
I went for a walk around the park yesterday, headphones,
yeah,
coat,
that's nice,
joggers.
But it's like, you know, when I'm like, it's busy and I just feel like this, I can't hear.
They are quite like blinding. That,
yeah,
in
like
a
I
way.
Feel like.
But if I would take the noise cancellation off.
Yeah, but that's why I just like the string, because I can hear everything. I can just, I'm very alert.
I like the string, but I drowned mine by accident.
Oh, yeah, I ordered some more off John Lewis.
They are the best ones.
I don't like AirPods.
I don't like AirPods.
Well, I always remember seeing me.
I do like my big Air Maxes, but sometimes they're
not appropriate. I love my Air Maxes in the gym because I don't like to hear people panting and huffing and men huffing in the gym.
Well, in the gym the other day, they were playing like old 80s love ballads.
That's nice.
I was like, oh, it's quite enjoyable. But then I was like, this isn't really getting me in the zone.
It's not pumping.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing worse than having no headphones in the gym and having to roll dog it.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Mimi Icon. I always remember Mimi, who invented the 90-minute journal. The 50-second journal? The what?
The 5-second journal.
5-second-a-day journal. Love her.
What's wrong with her?
No, I always remember her saying that AirPods were poison. Not to use them.
Poison? What, is that because of the Bluetooth?
Because the Bluetooth going through your brain.
Mm.
Take with that what you will.
Do with that what you will.
That was Mimi's. That was Mimi's advice.
Strings it is, then I guess.
Yeah, but we still use Air Maxes. It's the same. Because I think she was saying. I mean, this is that it's not proven what it does to your brain. You know.
Yeah. So true. God, we're really getting philosophical today. Anyway. Back to question of the week. Hopefully, we don't come in this category, but
oh God, of course.
Our question is:
we should have avoided this one.
What's the worst piece of advice you've ever received?
Wow!
Anything jumping to your brain?
Anything jumping to my brain? Probably nothing that's been said directly to me, but I've seen TikToks with
eyes
some
beating.
Yeah, Sophia, you're severely
it won't
stressed.
Stop.
You're severely stressed.
What's happening to me?
I think
but
Sophia,
you know, I'm scared. Like, what if it never goes away
stressed.
Now? Like, you know, when you have the hiccups and it's like, oh my God, I'm going to have this rest of my life.
Who remembers when you were at school and there was that girl and she was like, I got hiccups one time. I've had hiccups for 9 years. Remember her?
That's going to be me.
Remember her?
One
though?
Day I woke up and my eye was beating.
Or was it hiccups? Or was it something else?
It was hiccups, yeah.
Yeah, she was like,
or was it sneeze? No, it was hiccups.
It was like hiccup like constantly and they never went away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was always our fear, wasn't it? Mm. It's going to go away. Beating eyes goes away.
Okay, maybe I need a nap. Okay, so what's the worst piece of advice you ever received? Continue dating men.
Mm.
Yeah, good one, honestly.
Honestly true.
Not to go home with my now fiancé on the first night I met him. Best decision of my life.
Oh, love that.
Love that.
That's lovely, lovely, lovely.
Had a friend. Oh my God, this is evil. Had a friend that would give advice based on what she wanted for entertainment. She was treating you like reality TV.
That's like Darren Brown in that show.
Yes. We won't speak about that again. We've spoken about that many times.
We won't speak about that, but that's like Darren Brown.
Be patient with him. He's only ghosting you because he's scared of how much he likes you.
Okay.
That's like a delusion ship.
We could
you
just
would tell
feed
yourself.
The delusions, absolutely.
When you're really worried and stressed and someone just says, don't worry.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just spills. It comes out though.
Well,
it's like a reflex.
It's hard. Sometimes it's hard to know what to say when someone's in discomfort.
Oh, this is interesting. To stick with someone through thick and thin.
Yes. Yes. You know what is mine and Sophia's slight trigger?
What?
Is when...
Ups and downs.
Ups and downs. Because yes, ups and downs, but how downs what? Are the downs?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
How down are these downs?
How down are these downs? Is he cheating on you? Well, you just got through that down.
And is this just an up and down that people have been told I should just stick through?
What was that, thick and thin? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Because it's like how thick?
How thick are we talking? And how thin are we talking as well?
Yeah.
That moving to a... Oh my God, my eye, sorry. It keeps
we peeing. Have had our ups and downs.
So were you going to say in your wedding speech? Can you imagine? We've come a long way. You know, I didn't think we would be here at one point.
No, that's nice things to say.
I didn't think we'd be here at one
point.
Yeah,
that's not quite. I couldn't hear that of a partner. Oh no, do you seen that couple on TikTok? And they said, she said, yeah, I wasn't attracted to you when I first met you. He was like, me neither. I wasn't attracted to you.
Okay.
My comments were like, I would simply die.
I'd simply pass away. Oh my God. Someone said, I was once told that I should lower my expectations when looking for a partner.
No, never.
Is that in the sense of like, if someone has a really specific list?
Yes, but then if that's just your standards, then you shouldn't have to lower your standards.
Sabotage by people who want to see you fail but disguise it as advice.
That's actually really scary. If it was sabotaged advice. Like, I love the denim on denim on you today. Really, I hate it.
That's not a dig at you. It's just a compliment to her.
Loving the baby blue on you today's chintzy.
The baby blue is looking really good. We were watching this program on holiday. We said it on our YouTube vlog, but we'll say it here because it's appropriate. There were three girls in this room, right? And one of them was crying. Let's say there's me and Chintzy here, and let's say Chintzy's sister's here as well. So Chintzy is crying, right? And I say, she's crying about her relationship, let's say. And I say to Chintz, Chintz, for what it's worth, I think you're going to be the best mom. Okay? and then I go to Lydia. That wasn't a dig at you. It was just a compliment to her. And we saw that on that TV show. She's like, that wasn't a dig at you. That was just a compliment to her. So now we use it all the time.
Well, so now whenever I give a compliment, I must address everyone else. That wasn't a dig at you.
It was merely just a compliment to her. It's like, you know, your hair looks so nice today. That wasn't a dig at you. It was just a compliment to her. Yeah. Or we switch it around and we go, that was a dig at you. That wasn't a compliment to you. It was just a dig at her. Okay, a couple more things. What's the worst piece of advice you've ever received? Move in with him. What's the worst that could happen?
Well, sometimes just moving in is good because then you just find out what you need to find out quicker.
It's efficient.
Yeah, it is efficient for sure.
Just keep loving him and he will eventually love you back. Oh, Jesus. Everyone deserves a second chance. This girl said they, in fact, do not.
Yep.
Someone said, don't be nervous. Healed.
I'm so nervous.
Why didn't I think of that?
Don't be.
We've got a lot in here. Worst piece of advice, do it for the plot. I've seen that like 6 times.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Well, sometimes you just got to go. Well, then it's like we either regret it and then you don't want any regrets. Okay. Well, a lot of you have had some questionable advice and that is okay.
Hopefully we can right those wrongs, hey?
There we go. Absolutely.
I'm not sure if we're qualified, but we can give it a go.
We surely can try.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you know?
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, first dilemma, girl talk. Is she keeping her friends close and enemies closer?
So you're Sounds questioning theatrical. Whether you're the enemy.
Oh, I didn't think about it like that.
Is that not what she's...
Or like, I'm looking at you thinking, why are you hanging out with these people?
Oh, other people. Not maybe. Am I the enemy?
This is my first time writing in. Welcome.
Well, congrats. Yeah, because that is very scary. If you're friends with someone who... And then they're befriending... I don't know, when people start getting new friends and they're questionable friends, is that the situation we're in right now?
I don't know. I'd love to say I've never had a reason to write in before, however I have. Let's say my love life hasn't always been an easy ride, but I knew what you both would advise me to do. This situation, however, I need your opinion. This all begins at my evening class that I go to.
How nice is that?
I'd love to go to an evening class.
How nice is that?
I've been going there for a few years now, and I'm quite familiar with a lot of the faces.
What are we learning?
I don't know.
I'd love to do pottery.
Painting, pottery.
Paddle.
Languages.
Badminton.
Hockey. One guy, let's call him Brian, has always been someone I interact with by saying hi or giving a friendly smile, mm-hmm. nothing more. Mm-hmm. Last year, he did add me on Instagram, but still never messaged, just a like on my stories here and there.
Nice.
Before Christmas, I find out that he now has a girlfriend. Let's call her Sarah. She starts coming to our class. I knew Sarah from high school.
I'm so curious.
But never really spoke to her back then. She was older than me and I keep my circle very small anyway.
Right.
Brian's likes on my stories stopped, as they should. He would still say hi to me in the class, but she would never even acknowledge me.
Okay.
I would smile at Sarah, however, would either get a dirty look back Ooh. Or completely ignored.
Ooh. Okay, so, okay.
I got the vibe she didn't like me, however, never really understood why, as there hasn't been any history with me and Brian, mm-hmm. and a polite hello is mm-hmm. the only thing we'd ever exchange. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to 2 weeks ago, Sarah was in class by herself. She sparks up a conversation with me. She's being super friendly, asking me loads of questions, and being overly nice. I'm always up for a chat, so didn't think much of it and thought maybe I just got the wrong impression of her. A couple days later, I get a DM from her on Instagram asking to go for a coffee as she really enjoyed chatting with me.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Maybe she's turned over a new leaf.
Maybe she's just let her walls down a bit.
Yeah. I was a bit hesitant mm-hmm. as, like I said, I keep my circle small and I always got the impression that she didn't like mm-hmm. me. However, I'm all about saying yes this year, so I met her for a coffee. It was pleasant and we did get on well. Amongst our chat, she explained her and Brian are no longer together. He had broken up with her, but she's still coming to the class.
Oh my God.
It's quite bold.
She's trying to make sure that you and Brian don't get together. No?
Oh my God.
She's thinking, well, the first person he might well jump to is Helen.
That's so much effort though.
I know, but she's panicked.
Shit.
Because obviously she was stressed about you during the relationship. That's why she made sure you knew who her boy, you know, she didn't like you.
Yeah.
Because she knew that he
That's
probably-
very calculated.
She knew that he probably fancied you a little bit or whatever's liking your stories, followed you, whatever. Maybe you're his type. Maybe you guys, you know, give similar, you
yeah.
know.
Okay. So amongst their chats at this coffee, she said, look, me and Brian aren't together anymore.
Okay.
He had broken up with her, but that's all she wanted to tell me. After asking me a lot of questions about my love life and history, I came home feeling like I had been vetted by Sarah.
What does vetted mean?
Like, you know, when you vet someone, can you see Sussing my eyes beating? Sorry.
I can't see it when you're talking.
Like if you were having a babysitter, you would vet them.
Oh, yeah. Sus.
It's like a background check, kind of. Yeah. Like I'm just sussing you out. Like I'm asking you a few questions.
I'm just going to vet them.
I might do a little Facebook stalk. So she feels like she's been vetted, like kind of interrogated, I guess.
Got it.
Just a gut feeling I had, but told myself not to overthink it. Over the past 2 weeks, Sarah and Brian had bumped into each other a couple of times in this class and would chat.
Okay.
Sarah would then come straight over to me telling me what he'd said to her. I never commented much on this as I barely knew the both of them, but just felt like a listening ear for her. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to this weekend, I go for day drinks in the city. I'm walking down the street and you'll never guess who I bump into. Brian.
It's giving invisible string, no?
It is. Brian says hi and gives me a big hug. I won't lie, girls. He looks beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And my stomach was going crazy with butterflies. Yeah. As he hugs me, he...
No, he doesn't.
As he hugs me, he whispers in my ear, I hear I'm not your favorite person. What is going on? This is giving the vibe that you were a problem in their relationship and you just had no idea.
I think it's that.
I've never liked drama and always made sure it's not something I surround myself with. This comment confused me, so I asked him to explain. Brian then goes on to explain Sarah had been telling him horrible things I had apparently said about him, which I had never said.
She is
on a mission. She is winding a web.
She's panicked because he broke up with her. She's panicked because she wants to make sure that Brian doesn't try it on with you, therefore feeding that stuff back.
She was threatened by you.
Feeding that stuff
she's
back.
She's sabotaging from the inside out.
Yeah, she doesn't
out.
Like you. She said this, so that he would never try. So he would never even go near you.
Oh my God.
And then also trying to, you know, get you to pally so that you would feel girl coded, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
But then you see, but then the web unwinds as soon as the two people meet and go, oh, I've heard this. And you're
the
like,
the web unwinds, doesn't it? That's so crazy.
It was like I called my parents last night and they said, oh, Lydia's been saying this. I said, what? And then I righted all her lies.
Righted all the wrongs.
Absolutely.
Doing the law's work.
Yeah, so it's like you just got to talk to the source.
Mm. She'd also told him that me and her had planned trips to do together and Stop. Dinner dates, which we haven't.
Stop it.
He also explained these chats in class were all her trying to get back together with him. However, he said he's happy with his decision.
Okay.
This is not what Sarah had told me.
Stop.
I was so confused how I'd even got into this situation when all I thought I was doing was being a listening ear to a heartbroken girl.
Yeah.
We carry on walking to the next bar, chatting about life. I couldn't believe how well we got on.
We snogged.
He introduced me to his friends, saying, "This is Sarah," and they all seem to be familiar with my name.
Of course they are.
He's fancied That's you a for good 3 years. It's like, oh, I've heard a lot about you. Oh, this is Sarah.
Isn't that
oh,
nice?
Hi, Sarah.
Oh, this is the infamous Sarah.
Yeah, this is she.
Tis I.
They all gave me a hug, explaining Brian has always spoke about his class crush. Me.
Oh,
this is so fun.
To be a class crush.
I introduce him to my friends and they all love him. Nothing happens that night. We hug, go our separate ways. He DMs me later on in the evening, making sure I got home safe
Absolutely.
And saying how nice it was to finally chat.
Look, without Susan's piercing eyes.
Yeah.
You know,
and sabotaging. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am now very confused. I have always been a girl-coded girly. However, the comments Brian made about things Sarah had said I had said really hasn't sat right with me. I haven't told Sarah I bumped into Brian. Part of me feels I should, but then part of me feels like she has got me into this drama I never knew I was a part of.
Yeah.
Should I be giving girl code to a girl I have only known properly for 2 weeks, or should I take a step away from this newfound friendship? My question is Sarah keeping her friends close and enemies closer? If so, how do I step away from this new friendship? After chatting with my mum,
oh, here we go.
Mums
wisdom.
Are very wise. She believes what Sarah did is wrong, and I should listen to a gut feeling I had when I met this girl for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Mum believes Sarah knew Brian had a crush on me and befriended me so I wouldn't go there with him.
Bingo.
Absolutely.
Bingo.
Need we say more? My girlfriends all loved Brian and think if he asked me on a date, I should go because I don't owe Sarah anything.
Yeah.
However, I'm torn and need your girl's opinion on the situation and how I should move forward. It seems like a very messy one to get involved in. I feel like I should maybe just leave them both to it.
Yeah.
However, I can't deny the connection me and Brian had.
Mm-hmm.
P.S. Sarah has messaged me since wanting to meet up. I am yet to reply.
Sarah, the poor thing, she's panicking. Her boyfriend.
Sarah is stressed to fucking bits. Her eyes are defo beating like mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's probably got both eyes.
Yeah.
Pulsing.
Sarah, she's just been broken up with.
Yeah.
She knows he fancies you.
Do you know what
you
could have happened
always,
here? Sarah could have been looking through who her boyfriend was following.
What, before they got, just when they got together?
Cast your minds back. They're together, they're a couple. He's followed someone new. And Sarah's gone, who's that? Who's that girl that you followed?
Oh, it's just that girl.
And he's gone, oh, it's just this girl from my pottery class.
From evening
And girl. Then she's been thinking, she looks like a pretty girl.
Yeah.
And she's thought, what are you doing at this pottery class every Tuesday night? And she said, I'm going to come to this class. So she's arrived at the class.
Yeah.
And she's thought, she's giving you dirty looks because she's trying to make you say, stay away from my man.
She's trying to mark
her territory. I'm here as Brian's girlfriend.
Yeah.
I know who you are.
Yeah.
Fuck you. She's trying to intimidate you.
I fucking know who you are, little pottery bitch.
Yeah. He's then gone behind the scenes. Why are you coming to my pottery class? Like, this is my space. Like, you're suffocating
and
me.
And do you know what?
And do you know what?
Yeah.
I don't want to be with you anymore.
There we go.
And then she's thought,
she said, well, I'm still fucking coming to pottery.
Yeah. And then she's come and she's thought, right, she's thought about this. She's smart.
No, she is very smart.
But she's not smart enough.
You know what? I might advise Sophia to do said same.
Keep going to that class.
I said, keep going.
Befriend her. Why don't you? Ruin it from the inside
Ask
out.
Ask her for a fucking coffee.
She won't dare say no. So now she's tried to, I think, I truly believe that is what's happened here. But I think, ultimately she's panicked. She's been broken up with. She doesn't want her boyfriend to move on
first. Especially with you, someone who she's been worried about for a while, right?
It's the worst case scenario, when they get with the person you were told not to worry
because she's thinking, okay, so who would probably be Brian's next target?
This girl.
Not that you're, prey or anything, but like...
Or a prize, but
you.
Yeah.
You're in pottery, it's of a Wednesday Eve.
He likes your stories, you're an attractive lady.
You're brunette, both brunette.
He's, yeah.
Or maybe you're blonde, you know?
Mm.
And she's thinking, oh, these fucking blondes.
So I think that's what's happening.
Okay, here. So what to do? I think your mum is 100% right. It's enemies to enemies. Keep your enemies close. She's just panicking. You know, she was going the healthy route. She would just stay away from evening class, stay away from you, stay away from Brian. It's toxic that they're even still talking and exchanging words.
Tit for tat.
You know, the fact that she's, you know, she just wants him back.
Yeah.
But he's not going to have her back. So she needs to stay away from pottery. Yes, it would probably be quite smart to just not get involved, stop attending pottery. We'll
but
find
it's nice when you find
class.
Someone that you like.
And she likes him.
She likes him, yeah. Who's to say no? Who could say no? Not me. It's hard to find someone that you like.
Yeah, it is.
It is. And what a genuine meet. Oh, we met at pottery.
It's lovely. And the invisible string, you ran into each other on the street.
Yeah, it was meant to be. I hear you've been talking.
Me and Sophia are along the invisible string.
Yeah, we are.
And you know it is the red string.
Oh.
So basically there is, because I Googled it last night, because people have been saying red string, she went, what, tampon string?
Yeah.
But it is the red string.
So what's the invisible string?
Some god or the god of something or-
Red.
Some guy, some sacred man, I'm not sure his name, it was on Google. So they say that he ties a red thread. Are you all right? You're fine. She's like-
It's pulsing.
Ties a red thread- around two people's ankles that he wants.
No way.
That should. So we have red threads on because we're along the red.
That's
so it
crazy.
Is the red string, but it's invisible.
Right.
So that's why it's the red thread and the invisible thread.
String.
Because he ties it around your ankles. And then that's why you're always meeting and coming together in the instances that you are.
Wow.
So the fact that you guys ran into each other over an evening.
It's giving red string around the ankle.
It's giving, yeah.
So what do you do? I think if you wanted to, there's multiple ways you could go about this.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you could either not get involved, think this is too messy
for
me.
Away.
Like you said, I'm being pulled into something that I was never supposed to be a part of. I feel like I'm a pawn in this couple's game. Yeah. Like they're using me to get at each other. This feels a bit weird.
I want to protect my peace vibes. Yeah,
and you could just remove. Or you could say to Sarah, weirdest thing happened. I ran into Brian of a night out on the street.
Let her know what you know.
And he told me that you've been telling him X, Y, and Z. And you can just say, look, between us, we both know that wasn't true. I don't appreciate it being used as a gossip, you know, tool for you to get back at your boyfriend. I don't want to be in the middle of your relationship or your non-relationship.
Ooh,
yeah, you could call Sarah out. Yeah. Like, I know you've been chatting shit and lying about me, because then it also kind of gets you out of this friendship that you don't really want to be a part of. Because it's like, Sarah, I don't trust you anymore. And I've got reason.
We're not friends.
Not to. Yeah, we're not friends. Yeah. Or you can do that, and then you could just go and have a nice date with Brian because you've made it clear to Sarah that you're not my friend, you've been chatting shit. Or you just go on a date with Brian, keep-
And just ignore her.
And just, I don't know.
I mean, I would try and avoid the class for now while she's still attending.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't want to-
Why is she still going?
You know, who wants-
But then this is your class that you've gone to.
I know, this
you can't
is
be
your
pushed
class.
Out of that.
I know, but then
this
if
is your Tuesday night.
Yeah, but then if we're going to-
This is your routine.
It is our routine. It is, I know. And if it was us in our ballet class, it's not as easy as just switching ballet classes.
It's not as
I
easy
understand.
As that. It's local, you like the teacher.
Yeah.
You're familiar with all the classmates.
You are. And a new, you know, it's-
You're working on a project right now.
I know.
We can't
We've
call
got
that
to
in.
Put the pottery
I think
in the
you
kiln.
Should still go, yeah. But you can just give those, like, you either be very direct with Sarah.
I think you let Sarah know, Sarah, I ran into blah, blah, blah. Just send her a voice note.
Yeah.
She'll shit herself, she'll reply something, then you don't have to reply again.
Or you just be a bit distant in class, a bit short with her, and she might just get the vibe that, like, you know when someone's being off with you, and she might just get the vibe to kind of leave you alone. But
100%. Oh, she's panicking.
Yeah, she's meddling.
She's panicked.
But she will grow tired of it.
I think so. I think maybe,
as soon as she sets her eyes on someone else, she will.
And then if you go on a date with Brian, you need to say, you need to stop talking to Sarah.
Yeah.
Because then that's going to start getting messy. We need to make sure that he's not got any communication
I wouldn't jump in with Brian just
Me
yet.
Me neither.
I think he's too fresh out of this breakup. And this breakup feels
Because they're
quite,
obviously still in comms.
Yeah.
Even like chatting in evening class, the problem texting.
Because I think, like, are you trying to make each to the jealous. Like, that right. shows to me that you've still got feelings. Ooh, I don't feel like you're right. over this. It still feels like there's right. work stuff right. left to be said.
Right. You know, you could let Brian know, you know, I'd like to, you know, explore you.
Mm, I'd like to explore this
and you.
Mm. I just don't feel like things are really over yet.
But maybe, Sarah. Like, in time, you know.
The vocal fry.
Sometimes I wish we spoke like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but that's crazy. I mean, you've been very observant, you know, to be in the middle of that situation.
It's your intuition. It's telling you exactly what it is, and it's completely right.
Yeah.
And the fact that your mum said it.
And, you know, it's nice that, you know, you've got mates. This isn't your whole universe. Like, this is just your Tuesday
this was
night.
This was your extracurricular.
Yeah.
Gone kind of south.
Yeah, basically.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today. Hey.
So it's award season. It actually is award season, no?
Is it? And the Oscar goes to...
Killers of the Flower Moon. That actually won Oscars.
That was on the plane as well.
But we've got an award here for O'Brien. Because my boyfriend is winning awards for flirting. That's not a good award to win.
Okay.
Would you like me to bestow upon you the award for flirting?
Absolutely not.
Just to start in the cliche way. But your punk gives me life. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Aww, thank you.
So to start at the beginning, me and my boyfriend went on a Hinge date in November 2021.
Ages ago.
We went on a couple of dates then. He went traveling for a few months. We did get on really well straight away, but I knew he would be going away. And it was very early days. So, you know, I didn't expect anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
But very casually, as I was about to go into a year abroad and he was leaving the UK too soon in summer for an internship in New York.
Wow. Okay, these people live crazy lives.
You two were just
internships
like,
in New York.
You know what? If that's
winning awards.
That's amazing. You know what? Sometimes that's quite nice. I don't want anything serious right now. He's going away. I'm going away.
It's
I'm busy.
Perfect, actually.
It's like we can just know there's, you know, we can't get into anything.
And it helps you keep your wall. It just keeps you in check. Yeah, it keeps you reality
and
check.
And it's, you know exactly what's happening with him. He knows what's happening with you, whatever.
Yeah.
So fast forward to 6 months, we both realized we were too far in.
Oh, that's quite nice.
So decided we would try long distance just to see what happened.
Oh, wow.
It went really, really well. We were seeing each other every few months, then every month, and even spent our first Christmas away together.
Aww.
But as the honeymoon phase passed, we started having petty arguments. Oh, I've had a lot of long problems in long distance in the past, especially with contacting and communicating. So this is where we started. So just being a girl, I started making up stories of what he was doing on nights out in my head, and arguments started from this. So you were visualizing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. His scheme is very girl heavy. Oh, he's at an internship, or is he just traveling?
Maybe I missed that bit. I thought he was just traveling.
No, he's on a summer internship in New York.
Okay.
So the scheme is very female heavy.
Right.
Which on one side is a pro because I'm now good friends with a few of them. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, there's always the worry that he's going to be misbehaving.
Yikes.
You just don't want your boyfriend to fall in love with someone else who's right there when you're not there.
And it makes it even worse when you are just left to your imagination. Because you can imagine sexual tension and all these girls
flirting,
in the office.
Like you're thinking, laughing.
Yeah.
It's a laughing for me. What are you laughing about?
What you two got in common? What are you two talking about?
Yeah, what's so funny?
Yeah. Yeah. Why have we gone off topic? Talk about the work, please.
Keep it on those flowcharts.
Yeah.
So talking from present day, he's leaving his scheme in a few days. And we're all having a night out with awards for the biggest people.
Oh, no.
So is this a literal award? It's the literal award.
He's going to get on stage to accept it in a suit.
I thought you just,
what are you supposed to do,
clap? You'd just given him the award. Did you?
No, I thought.
I thought he was just a big flirt. You were just like, oh, he gets the award.
I was imagining it was a workplace
thing. Oh, shit, I
did.
We're all having a night out with the awards for the people
who
came with.
So has she gone to New York?
I think so. She's gone to visit. You know, we're all going out, celebrating the end of the scheme. We're all having a night out with awards for the people he came with, one of them being biggest flirt.
I'm sorry, who's nominated him for this as well? This is so disrespectful towards you.
It's just cruel.
It's really cruel.
Like, imagine I had a boyfriend, then it was like, I won the award for biggest flirt.
Yeah.
There's going to be a problem, no?
There's going to be an issue.
It's going to be,
oh, yeah, well, everyone knows Chintzy's the biggest flirt.
You'd treat yourself.
Yeah. You'd be single the next day,
yeah,
I imagine.
Yeah, you'd treat yourself. We've had conversations about the way he talks to people before and it being construed as flirty. Okay, so you've touched on this before and I've asked him to stop. Ooh. But he is just a very friendly person. And, you know, if that is how he is, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know how I feel about that, but continue. Yeah.
We also had a weekend away recently with a group of people from his scheme.
God, we're very close to the people on this scheme.
Yes. And I did notice some flirty comments and behaviours that I wasn't too comfortable with. And I voiced this to him and he said he would try to stop.
Try?
I know, but didn't make a massive effort to do so, which I do find quite disrespectful whilst I'm there. And also when I've brought it up at the time and also previously. Yeah, it's like I've mentioned to you before about
this flirting
business.
Yeah, you're just taking the piss.
You know.
Also, like, chill out.
Yeah.
You're doing way too much.
Yeah, like, your girlfriend's right here.
Yeah. Get a grip.
Yeah, get a grip. So, for the awards, he is pretty
confident.
I wonder
what he's saying.
I know. What, like, is he doing?
What is he doing?
Leaning in, grabbing
them,
hugging
them. Is he being a bit
too
tactile?
Yeah, is it, like, spinning them around, hugging them and spinning them around? Or is he, like, making little comments, like, sexual comments?
Yeah.
Or like, the fire of my loin. Remember that?
Remember that.
Oh. So for the awards, he's pretty confident and he's going to get biggest flirt. He says it's because he's the friendliest and
oh,
the most
please.
Chatty.
No, you'd be getting best friend of the office,
yeah,
not biggest flirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Who flirts with their friends?
No, but I find it strange that he's sure he'll win.
Oh.
I'm just saying, well, that one's mine.
Well, I've got that one in the bag. I'm feeling pretty confident about that one.
Even when
put it on the mantelpiece.
Even when there are other people who could be winning. So he's predicting the wins.
Ew. He's like aiming for it. It's on his like vision board.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get a grip. Get a life as well.
Oh God. My other problem is there'll be over about 40 people at these awards. I thought it was about 7 people on the scheme. 40 people on the scheme.
Oh
and
no.
And we all know that what they'll be saying afterwards. Yeah, but
yeah,
like,
of course
oh,
they will.
Well, yeah. It'll be like, oh God, imagine your boyfriend winning that.
Hasn't he got a girlfriend? Yeah, she's sat right there. Look, she's got a face like a slapped ass. Now he's won that. He'd be the laughing stock of the office.
I couldn't.
Imagine.
I couldn't cope with
and
that.
And the biggest flirt.
Brian. We all know him well.
Brian. And then you just sat there like, that's so
okay.
Embarrassing.
It's actually not okay. Yeah. So, you know, we all know what they were saying afterwards regarding how embarrassing and awkward it was for me.
Yeah.
Am I being crazy or is it just my female instinct kicking in?
No, well, it's yeah, general common sense kicking in.
He's already minimised it going, oh, I'm just friendly.
Yeah.
I'm just trying.
Oh, well, you know me, babe. That's just what I'm like with everyone.
Yeah. And it's like, well, actually, I've not been here for 6 fucking months, have I?
Yeah.
So have you snogged?
So who is she?
I know who she is. She told me, so just tell me. You could double bluff him.
You could.
I know already.
Is it something you want to tell me?
Yeah, I know. Hold it firm.
So just spit it out. It's a decent thing you
just
can
tell
do.
Me. I already know. She's blonde, isn't she? Right. Is it just my female instinct kicking in? I had instincts with relationships in the past and all of them were correct. Your girl.
You're a powerful creature.
This, yeah, 100%.
You're a witch.
Wicked witch of the West. Not the wicked witch. You're the good witch.
Galinda.
Galinda.
Mm.
Yeah.
You've got magical powers.
Especially if it's a full moon, you could really be charging.
And if you're on your period, holy shit.
Or am I being unfair? I don't think it...
No.
It's definitely a cause for concern.
It's just weird.
You're not meant to go, oh, yeah, and just laugh it off.
Yeah, congrats, babe.
Yeah, so she proud of you.
So proud of you.
Oh, yeah, can't wait to tell my mum what you've won. Oh, telling all my friends.
Yeah, it's just weird.
The girls I'm close with have told me that I have nothing to worry about. Okay, in the scheme.
Okay.
But with my thoughts and his behaviors, I don't know how I can get past this. Please help.
I mean, I do, like, there is a high possibility that he's not cheating on you. He's not got a wandering eye. He is just this overly flirtatious, banter, charismatic, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, guy. And he's winning this award, which is wild.
But
the problem is, like, if anything, this award should make him realize, like, how would he feel if you were winning best flirt in the office at your office Christmas party?
Best tits and best flirt, Sarah.
Like
I'm
what?
Sure
it's just not nice to be the partner of the person who's winning biggest flirt in the office. That is not okay. And he needs to, I feel the problem here is he doesn't recognize that his flirty personality is a problem. And like, you're not a single guy. Stop being like, I've said to you many times that I don't like you flirting with random people. And it's an issue that he doesn't see it as being a, he's like, oh, this is just me. I'm just a flirt. No.
No, if you're crossing a line, you're saying inappropriate things, you're saying inappropriate things. And you've mentioned it more than twice. Oh, I didn't, you've seen it with your own eyes. Oh, I didn't like when you said that. Can you stop?
Yeah.
That was really flirty. Can you stop?
That made me feel a bit weird. Can you not do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and you've asked him multiple times.
Just minimizing it. He doesn't see it as an issue.
When really he needs to, like,
he's just playing it down.
My boyfriend came to me and said, you're flirting too much with these men. I go, oh my fucking God, what the hell am I doing? Let me sort myself out.
Mm.
And because I don't want to disrespect my boyfriend further.
But he's not deeping it in the same
way,
clearly.
Well, he needs to, and it's kind of alarming that he's not. You've said multiple times, stop flirting with these women. He's won the award for biggest fucking flirt in the office. And
or
he's
predicting himself.
And
he's going to be really embarrassed if he doesn't win it. He's going to step up his game even more to win it next year. He's going to
well,
think,
I really
oh,
hope
shit.
He doesn't win.
Knocking down a few pecs.
But it's scary that he's not listening to you.
Brian.
Office creep.
Office try hard.
No.
No.
It's scary that he's not hearing you and fixing the behavior and saying, I'm really sorry I've made you feel this way.
Yeah.
Because that's what communication and discussing things in a relationship is, no?
Yeah.
Going, oh my God, I'm so sorry about that.
I don't think he takes it that seriously.
He doesn't.
I don't think he deeps it
I
that
think he
much.
Doesn't think you're being serious about it.
I don't think he takes it as any sort of like, I don't know. I don't think, I kind of feel like maybe he doesn't even have any intention behind this, like flirting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't think it necessarily means that he's a terrible boyfriend. I just think it's weird and he needs to just stop. So what's she going to do? I don't know.
So what's she going to do? You're going to say...
See, well, you better fucking not.
So when he gets that award, you stand up, you smash it on the ground.
You tear it up.
It's well, if it's glass, he can come back to the table, you smash it on the ground, you make a scene. Right? I think we make a scene.
We storm out.
And we storm out.
Slam doors.
Sloshing. That's good. Red wine, slosh. Up the nose.
Everyone on the table.
Yeah, and it's like... Ooh. And really let him know.
Hmm.
You got to make a physical stance, not just a verbal stance.
Because the verbal's not got you anywhere
so far. I mean,
I've
never made a physical stance before in my life, but, you know, one day it'll be really fun.
We can talk the talk. Good luck
one
with that, please.
One thing about it is we can talk the talk.
And you know what? Hopefully he doesn't win.
He's winning. He's taking that baby home. And, okay, so let's say you keep calm and collected on the night, maybe be a bit off. I can't talk to you right now. You know, I can't talk to you We'll talk about this at home. You know, you smile at everyone else. Well, it's at home. And you get home and go, I'm really disappointed. And then you let him know.
I hope you're happy.
I hope you're happy.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
We go. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Well, I hope you're happy because I'm certainly not.
Yeah, and you give him some words. You
yeah,
him know,
give
like,
him a good talking
you
to.
You say, no boyfriend of mine is winning biggest flirt. Think this is over.
I'm embarrassed.
You're embarrassed. You've
embarrassed me tonight.
Seriously though, you have embarrassed me tonight.
Yeah.
And your partner shouldn't be embarrassing you.
No.
And I think take it and then say, I don't know if I can be with a boyfriend who's winning biggest flirt. I've got to think about this. Sleep in this spare room. You know?
And take it from there.
And take it from there. For sure. It's not.
We can't be having it.
No, no, we can't be having that. Baby. Sarah is unsure in this situation.
Yikes.
Because she's unsure. She's saying, is my friend cheating on his girlfriend with me?
Well, are you sleeping with your friend?
I'm assuming
you're
she's having
sexual intercourse?
Sexual relations.
You're having conjugal relations?
Conjugal visits.
Conjugal visits?
Yes.
Or are you so just it's thinking, a question of, you're being too flirty with me?
Right. Is it a question of, he said he's single and he's not? Or something like that.
No. You found out he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, and you're like, you're still with her? You told me you weren't, you know? And it's like, oh my God, you've been cheating on her with me. Right?
Guess we'll have to read and find out.
Okay, hello, girlies. I need you to help me to settle a dilemma. Is Brian cheating on his girlfriend?
Ooh.
For reference, I'm in my 20s.
How is this such a grey area?
I think, I will put money on the fact that I think he said he's single and he's not.
Do you?
Is that not the classic thing they do? You told me he was single.
But he's saying,
not.
But she's saying he's got a girlfriend. There's no question if he's got a girlfriend. The question isn't, does Brian have a girlfriend? The question is he cheating?
Yeah, because has he got a girlfriend or not? I think. That was my assumption. For reference, I'm in my 20s studying at university. I'm currently single after breaking up with Steve around a year ago.
Okay, well, at least you're not cheating on anyone.
Yeah. When me and Steve were dating, we used to go on double dates with Brian and his girlfriend. Let's call her Susan.
The plot begins.
Gosh, we always had a good time. I get on quite well with Susan and she's absolutely lovely. Me, Steve and Brian are all in the same uni course, so we always have something to talk about. After me and Steve broke up, I took time to purely focus on myself. But recently, Brian has been creeping into the picture.
Okay.
Shit. I always had a little crush on Brian. He's handsome, funny, and ticks all my boxes, but I've never done anything about this as I respect his and Susan's relationship. And obviously I was with Steve.
Right.
Brian is very supportive and often comes into my work and buys a ton of stuff from me. That's nice. Okay. No one else who I know has bought so much.
It's giving you a bit of commission.
Have you got your, yeah. Nice. Selling jelly cats on the side. He sometimes comes in and surprises me, which is absolutely lovely, but I've never thought about it much, you know, just thought it was a friendly thing. Recently, I went on a girls' trip up to Scotland for a weekend with a few girls from my course. During the evening, we'd all had some wine. Brian started messaging me.
Oh, here we go.
Playing
not with a bit of liquid courage
but,
in your system.
But in this instance, are you thinking you're with Susan?
I don't know.
She's not said if they're together or not. Do you not talk to Susan? It mustn't be that close, but just must be the date thing. Right? So we had some wine and Brian started messaging me. He was out with some mates celebrating someone's birthday, but all night he would message me playing truth or dare and generally talking about deep secrets. Oh, but again, I didn't think much of it. Playing truth or dare over text, truth or dare.
How did you not think much of this? I'd be thinking, what the fuck's going on
yeah,
here?
Yeah, maybe that... I don't know. I don't know.
I guess you're a single girl now.
Yeah. And you're just like, he's being
You're
whatever.
Texting a few people and it's like, okay, yeah. You've had a few wines. Yeah.
After getting back, our mutual mates were asking me what me and Brian were talking about. As Brian would not chat to anyone on the night out and was permanently glued to his phone chatting to me. Since then, we have been loosely chatting each other. Until one day, I was telling him how stressed I was and he said to come and get a drink with him. Where is Susan during all of this?
So I think that, yeah, you've assumed that he's single. You've just assumed.
And I'm assuming that you don't have your own relationship with Susan.
No.
That's what I'm assuming. Like you wouldn't check Susan, but you'd happily hang out with her in the double date setting.
Yes.
Right. Goodness me. So he said, come on, loosen those loins and come and get a drink with me.
Let's get those loins burning.
He said, come and get a drink. Of course, I agreed. We discussed getting one or two drinks max, but instead it became a full-on pub crawl. At one moment, I thought it'd be nice to post a little pic of this crazy evening.
Ooh.
And yeah, because you're just friends. So it's like, whatever, we're just out having a drink.
Has he gone, no, don't post that?
And out of nowhere... He got hot and bothered by the posting. Asking if his Susan follows me on Instagram.
Wait, so he's asking if his Susan, so does my girlfriend follow you?
Yeah, he's getting flustered. Does Susan follow you? Because she's going to see that and have a problem.
Because he's told her that he's in bed.
Well, he's obviously told her something else, right?
Uh-oh.
Shit. Within seconds, he started messaging her, telling her that he's out with me tonight. Okay, so it's like, I am out with... Right, so he's now... Okay, so it's giving, like, togetherness. It's giving they're together.
They're absolutely letting, a couple,
he's
yeah.
He's letting Susan know where, his whereabouts.
And oh, gosh.
After downing a couple of drinks and sharing a single cigarette with me, he suggested we go back to his flat for some food. But he also picked up a nice bottle of wine on the way.
Oh, in the flat. Taking the wine, getting a bottle of wine for home is dangerous. We've already had three bottles. Like, why are we opening more alcohol at home? Mm. That only means one thing.
Sexual intercourse.
Well, it's like you want to keep this night going.
Right. God. In the flat, there was this odd sense of tension. And he ended up drinking the whole bottle of wine alone. He's not, he's
drowning
struggling.
His sorrows.
Yeah.
Did you look in the bathroom? Was there Elemis cleansing balm and Garnier micellar water?
Then started talking about all the bad things about Susan.
Oh, please.
As he knows there are more beautiful girls than her. Which I found incredibly disrespectful. Right, so he doesn't want to be with Susan anymore. Which I found incredibly disrespectful. But on the other hand, in the past, he has told me he will probably marry Susan, as they have been together for years. I left quite fast after that. Okay, nothing happened.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, he's thinking about breaking up with Susan, and he's in this weird...
Yeah.
Sussing it out.
Yeah.
He got very drunk.
He's trying to... It's like when you've been in a relationship for a really long time, it's like he is... dabbling, he's dipping his toes into, well, what would single life be like, and what is the dating scene like, and
because Sarah's
what would happen here
single.
Sarah's single, yeah, he's like almost testing it out before he makes the leap to kind of decide if I'm missing out, is the grass greener or is it not.
Yes, I left quite fast after that, although he did tell me I could crash on the couch if I was too drunk. Okay, so it wasn't, you two weren't, he wasn't making moves.
No, you haven't said that you were like stroking each other's leg or...
Right.
You haven't said that there was massive like chemistry between you two.
He wasn't whispering sweet nothings to you.
No.
A week later, we organised a night out with friends. And of course, I told him to invite Susan. This is the juicy part. Susan didn't come. And I just didn't ask Brian why. We spent the whole night with friends and it was great. I briefly stepped out of the bar to grab some water and give my ears a rest. And he comes and finds me.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, God, we lean against a wall, just chatting. Oh, my God, so I think something was going to happen.
Not leaning against the wall.
We were leaning against a wall, just chatting, and we are slowly creeping closer together.
Oh, no.
Waist to waist.
Oh,
leg
no.
to leg, toe to toe.
Palm to palm. We were always just that close.
Waist to waist, leg to leg. Okay, I was quite tipsy. And I was scared of my emotions becoming too strong.
Oh, my God. I bet you just leant in.
So I would not look him in the eyes, although I could feel him staring at me with the warm...
Staring into your soul. Stop fucking looking at me. I can't take the eye contact.
Yeah, with the warm, sexy eyes.
Oh my God.
I bet you any money, if I looked at him, we would just have kissed. We were like two magnets. Thankfully, a friend came out of the bar at that moment and spooked us. Okay, so you had a moment. Okay, you had that moment and you knew.
You thought I could just lean in and we could just be kissing.
Yeah, you knew. So, Spooter, since then we've been chatting every day, but I feel so guilty. And I'm overcome with thoughts like, is he taking a while to reply as he's with Susan?
Oh,
so now you're getting jealous.
You're the other woman. Are you aware of that?
I think she is. The butterflies in my stomach are too much.
Oh, shit.
I want to see him again, but I'm scared of what will happen.
Oh, my God.
Girls, I don't know what to do. He's a very valuable friend to me and I don't want to lose him, but what do I do?
Withdrawal.
Has he got feelings for me? What about Susan? Love, a confused Sarah.
Holy shit.
He doesn't want to be with Susan anymore. If this is a long-term relationship that...
Or this is going to be the classic thing.
Oh no.
Where he
sleeps
with you.
Oh no.
And then, but never leaves his girlfriend. Oh, and then you're just going to be left feeling shit and feeling
a bit
used.
Well, we're not going to let it get there.
And feeling like you're just a pawn in the game. And he's just back with
his
girlfriend.
Just to test out how you're feeling.
Just to get it out of his system.
Because you know I have an eye for you.
Because
they're chatting every day.
Yeah, you need to pull back. Because at the end of the day, he has got a girlfriend. he is massively disrespecting his girlfriend and disrespecting you by even trying to, he's obviously testing the waters with you, being like by the texting and the, oh, come for a drink. He's like, it's like he's setting something up.
And not letting.
And I think you've got more respect for yourself than to get involved with someone who at the end of the day has a girlfriend. Whether he, if he doesn't want to be with her anymore, all of that, he needs to figure that out on his own. On his shouldn't be using you to figure out if he still wants to be with his girlfriend. Like, you're way more valuable than that.
He knows what's happening here. I think let him know, go, I can't take this further unless you're single.
I think you just say, like, I've got no interest in whatever this is.
Unless you're single.
You're in a relationship. If you don't, if you decide that you don't want to be with your girlfriend anymore, then maybe, you know, we could see where this goes. But I've got no interest in getting involved with someone who's got a girlfriend. Because at the end of the day, you're the other woman in this situation and you don't want to be
I think how messy it's going to get, right? Say you do go on another night out with friends, you end up kissing. What then?
What then? Well, now,
now Emma's going to maybe see something. Or if, even if no one sees something, you're going to have this weighty guilt, right? You're going to feel really sick. You know, you're going to get stressed and have a beating eye like Sophia.
A beating eye.
You know, you're going to feel fatigued.
Yeah.
And then also, but then you're going to start really liking this boy, but he's still with his girlfriend.
Yeah. And he's and not going to leave classic, his girlfriend.
Exactly. It's a classic case that maybe he'll start saying, I'm going to break up with Susan. I'm gonna, and never does.
Yeah.
Right? While he's still pursuing a date with you, but then he's keeping you a secret. You feel like a secret.
Yeah.
You guys can't go out in public. He's just saying, come round to mine. And no one's allowed to know what you two are up to.
Yeah.
You're the little secret. He's got no intention of breaking up with Susan. Your heart's breaking even
your self-esteem is crushed.
Yeah, it's just gonna end bad. So you need to set your boundaries, say, look, I you know, let him know you like him, you really like him, say, I like you, but we can't take this further. You need to figure your shit out.
Yeah,
whatever that
take
means.
Me out of the equation.
Take me out of the equation. You can't have us both at the same time.
Yeah,
you know, we're gonna we've already crossed
you could say
a line.
Look, I think we both know what's going
we've
on
we've already
here.
Crossed a line. And I feel poor Susan. So let's try, and we both love Susan, she's a lovely lady, so let's
just
Milady's lovely.
You need to draw back.
So we need to protect Susan.
He's casting
also
a spell on you, and I feel like you're kind of justifying it in your head because you're telling yourself, I'm not the one that's got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm a single girl. I can do as I please, which is, true. But also the reality, like when this actually progresses, if it does, it's only going to be what Cinzia said. You're just going to feel shit about yourself. And it's not going to be exciting and secretive. It's just going to be like, you're just going to feel like.
And then even if, you know, you do become boyfriend, girlfriend, you're going to think, are you just going to do the same to me that you did to Susan?
It's not a good start.
Yeah, we need to start the relationship on a better foot if things are going to progress.
And also, I just think in general, this should show you that you actually don't want to be with a guy like this.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day,
he's treating his girlfriend like
he is a guy who's got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
A long-term relationship. And he is, the way he's acting towards you, if that was your boyfriend, would you want him acting the way he's being towards you to someone else? Like, he's literally showing you, I'm a bad boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm not a good boyfriend. Yeah. I'm not a loyal boyfriend. He's showing you that, and you're still willingly, you need to see that and be like, actually, you're the last person that I would want to be in a relationship with because this is how you're acting.
With a female friend. Right, so if we're then together, any female friend you have and go for drinks with, I'm thinking you're leaning in, fucking with the eyes, breathing into
her neck.
Because
you did it to me, so why would you not do it
to
her?
Making the eye contact.
When we have an argument,
leg to
and
leg.
Things are a bit, oh, I don't know.
Toe to toe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Palm to palm.
Oh, that's such a good song.
I think you should step away.
Yeah, me too.
You're better than this.
For sure.
Okay, last dilemma this week, folks. By telling her, does it make me a girl's girl or a psycho ex?
Sounds like you've got some juicy pieces of information that you need to share.
Okay, let's dive in. Back in September, I started dating someone, Brian. I had just moved home after graduating uni and was 1 week into starting my dream corporate job. I had matched Brian on Bumble and he was from my hometown. We hit it off right away and he took me for a first date 2 days after matching. The date went so well and we went on a date every day that week.
Oh, Wow, the momentum.
Brian was also about to start his dream corporate job as he had just graduated too. Mm-hmm. But he was starting 2 weeks after me. For those 2 weeks, whilst we were both in hometown, we saw each other pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. On some of the dates, he mentioned a mutual acquaintance we both had, as he saw I followed her on Instagram and he went to school with her.
Okay, nice.
I knew this girl, let's call her Sally, mm-hmm. from work and college. And we also went to the same uni, mm-hmm. but I was never that close with her. Mm-hmm. On a couple dates later, he asked me about Sally again, asking what she was doing with her life. I told him what I knew, which was that she studied midwifery rather than pursuing her goal of going to medical school. Mm-hmm. He mentioned that this was disappointing and not what he expected from her, as she was always a high achiever in school. Fucking hell, the judgment.
All right,
bloody
fucking hell. High achiever police.
I told him that midwifery is still a great career.
Amazing
a couple
career.
Of dates later, he mentioned he saw Sally whilst out with school friends.
God, are you fucking obsessed with Sally or what?
He started mocking one of her tattoos, stating it was a sunflower, but the center of the tattoo looked like a nipple. Okay.
And do you know what this is giving? He fancies her so much. Mm. Men only make fun of a woman when they actually fancy her. They're just trying to deflect. Right?
At this point, I found it very bizarre he kept mentioning her. Yeah. But I dropped it because I thought it was getting serious. Brian then starts his job and moves to London. I was also working in London, so this was no issue.
Okay.
We would meet after work for dinner. I would stay most weeks at his flat. Things were going great. In my opinion, I thought it was going to get pretty serious.
Yep.
About a month on from this, he said his work schedule was so busy he was finding it hard to see me.
Excuse.
1 week after spending a night at Brian's flat in London, I was at home scrolling through Facebook and saw Sally was tagged in a couple of pics from her mum of a family party. God, Facebook tells all, hey? Lo and behold, my Brian was standing in the family photos with his arm around her. This all then clicked in my brain. For 3 weekends, he was back in our hometown, but was too busy with work to see me. For the last month, I only saw-
And Sally's in the hometown, right?
For the last month, I only saw him in London at his flat, never at home. I also remember thinking I saw his location on Snapchat and he was at some random house in our town, but I never looked into it. I've now realized this was Sally's house. I confronted him with this and he confirmed my suspicions.
Okay,
however,
good.
What he said was the worst part. He said that, yes, he was dating Sally and it was getting serious with her.
Ew.
He had obviously met her parents and extended family at this party, so
it was
serious.
Been posted on Facebook.
However, he liked talking to me because I had a proper job and she didn't, and I can't relate to the life he has.
She has.
And I can relate to the life he has.
Oh, ew. Okay. And
that she will never be able to relate to him because she's only a midwife.
What a nasty thing to say.
Who are you, big London Jobsworth corporate? Only a midwife. If it weren't for midwives,
twat.
You wouldn't be on this planet.
Yeah, you twat.
You freak. That is disgusting.
You know, he's come. Why does he keep putting
her down?
He gives
me the kind of guy that, like, he's looking down at waiters at restaurants. He's not saying thank you when he gets his food. This is who this guy is. He's one of those people.
He thinks he's like this big baller, and it's like, well, you know, I like her, but like, she can't relate to me. You know,
yeah,
like,
because I'm just really successful.
You know, I don't. You know, I can't drink like Echo Falls.
And what's that giving? Insecure.
Insecure.
Ew, that's disgusting.
I knew straight away, as soon as he put something down about her.
Yeah.
He fancied her, but then it's like he thinks
he's Billy Big Bollocks.
Mr. Big Bollocks, corporate twat, London twat.
I was taken aback. I thought this guy was going to be serious. Really excited for our future.
Sorry. Such a red flag, him just putting down any woman in general. It's like, let alone someone he says that he likes and could get serious with, but in the same sentence you're slagging her off. So what the hell are you saying about me?
But also,
to your mates, what are you? This is what he's saying to another female, right?
Yeah.
So what is he saying to his mates who are all like this too? Scary shit, Sophia. In the group chats, scary stuff.
Brian asked if we could still be friends, as he wants my support because she cannot give him that.
What? She literally births babies from vaginas. Like, that's like,
wow.
So what?
I told. Like, why do you think you're better than everyone?
Yes.
Like, what? Who's told you that you're better than everyone?
Why can't she offer you support? That makes no sense.
All you
sense.
Do is sit at a desk and type in things on a computer. Anyone could do that.
You Mr. Corporate.
Not anyone can be a midwife.
Mr. Corporate. Right.
She was nothing but nice.
Because I'm sure if he looked at a vagina while a head was coming out, he'd faint.
He'd faint.
And need an IV bloody yeah. drip.
I told Brian I have Red, enough friends and blocked him.
Good.
Good oh, for brilliant. You. I didn't think much about it until I saw Sally in my gym. She was nothing but nice to me and I had an overwhelming feeling of guilt because he was seeing and sleeping with me whilst he was dating her, but also that he was so disrespectful about her and her job. I didn't know if they were together still until a couple of weeks ago I saw her Instagram story of them together on a dog walk. I now see her regularly in the gym and I don't know whether to tell her. Oh. Brian was seeing both of us and being so rude about her. I am worried if I tell her, I will look like a jealous ex. Mm. But at the same time, if it was my partner saying this about me, I would want to know.
She's got to know, no?
So excited to see you in September.
So excited. You need to tell her.
Yeah, I think there's some situations where it's like, look, just stay out of it. Maybe you've got the wrong intentions. Maybe you're just a bit bitter. You want to sabotage. You want to break them up. Like, you've not got pure intentions. But this really does feel like you just actually want the best for this girl.
I mean, and you've been
like disgusted by what his comments. Said. And he's like, he's a pig. And I feel like you've got like a guilty conscience because you're like, oh my God. Like, I feel like it's actually, you feel more guilty about what he's been saying.
Oh, for sure.
About her.
Oh, for sure.
Not even the fact that you had a relation, a crossover of whatever.
He showed you his true colors in that conversation, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like, who are you to, what are you saying, you fucking weirdo? I think she deserves to know. She sounds like a really sweet lady.
Yeah.
And she's with someone. He's obviously got this facade up in front of her. Doesn't drop that facade.
But it's like, well, why are you with this? If you think so little and so low of this woman, why are you
her it's boyfriend? Giving like scary narcissist-y. He feels like he can control her and like work his webs into her.
Oh,
and,
you're punching, you know, and, you're and punching with
you
me.
You know, narcissists prey on like naivety and they want someone that they can and nice people and yeah, control. Sally sounds really fucking lovely. Yeah. And put down.
Yeah.
You know, because narcissists, they like to do that. They like to put their partners down so that they feel better about themselves because he's deeply insecure.
Oh, you wouldn't understand because my job is just so...
you wouldn't understand. Yeah, he's deeply insecure. So I think...
In this instance, you would be doing the right thing.
So when are we doing it in the gym? Are we messaging her? What are we doing?
I think we're messaging her because in the gym, like, you know familiar faces. I think you could just smile at her in the gym. Be like, hi. Like, so she knows your face.
You two are on good vibes.
And then you could just message her and say like, oh, hey, like, I think we go to the same gym.
Cute.
And then
the last thing we need though is her then saying to Brian, oh my God, this lovely girl from the gym's messaged me. He's gone,
maybe
let me see.
Just do it.
And then he's woven a web of lies around you before you've even gotten to her because it sounds like he would do this scary shit. So you need to get to her first before he gets her claws in her
He's probably said to her, oh, like what he did to you. Oh, that girl that you follow, how do you know her? Talking about you.
For sure.
And being like, oh, she's weird. She is. She's so weird. She always tries to message me. She always tries to flirt with me.
He's woven a web of lies around you, for
potentially.
Sure. For
maybe
sure.
You just do it in the gym, I know, face to face,
and just say,
because I feel like,
hey,
then she can see that
moment?
You're genuine and there's no screenshots, there's no not the right tone being received.
Yeah, just like, hey, how are you? Do you have a moment? So that she doesn't feel like she has to like show Brian any messages from you or whatever if he's woven a web of lies around you.
Yeah.
You have to try and get through to her.
Maybe ask your parents what to do.
Yeah. I'd maybe pull her aside at the gym. Maybe in the changing rooms after the workout. Not during the workout. Hey, could I just... You're Sally, right?
On the way out?
You're Sally, right? Could I... I think I just need to talk to you.
There yeah. Scary.
And go, you know, this is not a nice conversation, but I've been seeing you a lot and I just have a guilty conscience. I feel like I need to tell you what he's told me.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it was me, I'd want to know. I've blocked him since. I've got no relations to this guy. You know, he showed me his true colors.
Yeah.
You know, and I want you to be happy. I want you to do with this information what you will. But this is the fact.
Then she's free to make her own decisions.
Yeah, she's free to make her own decisions. And maybe she will stay with him initially, but then maybe eventually he'll probably show her his true colors.
Or you just block him. You're never going to see him again. Cut him off and you just move on and you don't get involved in other people's lives.
And
she
just
might know what he's like. She might be aware of all of, like, you never know. I think that, I feel like some people are very strong on like, you shouldn't get involved. It's not your business. It's not your life. You remove yourself. That's all you can do. And some people are more like, oh, I feel like I have a responsibility. So I don't know if there's one that's more right than, I feel like you can fight both sides.
Well, it's like in maths, this lady in maths, Australia, she found out a piece of information that incriminated one of the other wives that made her...
it's a tricky situation to be in.
That, you know, showed that she was cheating on her husband pretty much. Uh-oh. And she had to share it.
Yeah.
Because she was like, this is wrong. And you're living a lie. So it's like him. It's like, you think you're, you know, poor Sally's probably really happy with you. Yeah. When really you're saying all this shit.
Yeah.
She needs to know.
And she can do that.
Like she needs to know. Mm. I mean, yeah, if you don't get involved, then hopefully he shows her his true colors over time, which she probably will, but she might be too deep into the web.
She may never see it.
At that point,
she
you know what I mean? And then you never see because you've got the love goggles on.
It's tricky.
It's very tricky. He's gross.
Weigh up your options.
Yep. Talk to your friends.
See what they think.
But I'd be tempted to just grab her at the gym. I mean, it's not going to be, I mean, it's easier said than done for
sure. It's very easier said than done.
You know, you're going to be the bearer of bad news, but sometimes... But then you'll be like, oh, I feel like I've, you know.
Done the right thing.
You've done the right thing and you've let, you know, lovely Sally know.
Or you've just got involved.
Yeah, well, then it's just like, you can, here's my number. You can message me whenever you need. Don't mention me to him, please. I just need to tell you what he said to me. I don't know.
Complicated.
Yeah, it is complicated, but, you know. Right, let's find a quote.
Send
us some wisdom.
I mean, I've just quickly Googled.
Yeah.
Should you get involved if you know someone's being cheated on?
Oh yeah, go on.
And Google's response is
no.
Some people, blah, blah, blah. Infidelity is eventually brought to light. So while you might be tempted to fill someone in on their cheating significant other's behavior, it's often better to let them find out on their own.
Yeah, well, that's then hoping that he shows his true colors to Sally eventually, which he probably will because he's a pig.
Not only are you able to protect yourself emotionally this way, but you're also removing yourself from the dynamic of their relationship rather than becoming even more involved than before.
True, true, true.
If you decide to tell the significant other, Martinez, don't know who Martinez is, says there are two general rules to follow.
Okay.
Don't disclose too much personal information and share the news the way you would want to receive it.
Yeah.
Martinez recommends avoiding social media as a means of contact if possible, as your profile offers a wealth of information about you.
Yeah.
Instead, they suggest making a phone call if you can, not only to protect your privacy, but also because they are less likely to be misunderstandings that way than with texts or direct messages.
Yeah, and you said that.
Yeah, we did say that, to be fair. Ultimately, it's obviously up to you whether or not you share this information, but keep in mind that while telling the cheater's partner may feel like the right thing to do, it's not quite that simple. As much as you may want to protect that stranger's feelings, your overall well-being and safety are the most important things to weigh when making your decision. While you may not have had a say in being made the other woman, you do have a say in how you bow out of this unfortunate scenario. And by honoring your own needs, values, and boundaries, you can do so with integrity and grace.
Bow wow, old friend.
And
bow
Martinez wow. is a life coach,
so he just says bow out. It's not your problem.
He says don't get more involved than you already are. Bow out,
protect your peace, block him, move on. Listen, but, yeah,
you know, it's that's just Martinez's point
that's
of view.
Martinez,
we can take that with a pinch of salt.
You can do you are just adding more complexities. It's whether you can live with knowing what he said while still seeing Sally.
I guess it's like, but you don't need to, you're not responsible for everyone in the world making the right decision. Let me get involved in everyone to make sure, like, where does it stop?
You're right.
Then with you being with your friends, oh no, well, I don't think he's the right one, so you shouldn't go out with him. Like, how much can you get involved in other people's lives? You know, all you can control is your life and your decisions, and maybe you should stay in your own lane. But then I could also see how you could feel like, oh, I need to tell you.
You can argue either way. If you have the overwhelming feeling that you need to get this off your chest and let Sally know, do it. If you feel like you could move on with your life without letting Sally know, and like Martinez said, then
good old Martinez.
Yeah,
hey?
He sounds really wise. We should deep dive into his.
We should maybe buy his book or something.
Because the only person we're fond of is Matthew Hussey.
Yeah.
Life coach vibes.
Yeah, no, he's very wise. Coach. Wonder what he would say. He would say not get involved.
He would say don't get involved. We know already, Mr. Matthew.
Okay, let's find a quote.
He used to go out with Camila Cabello.
He really did.
That's the best fact ever.
God, this is giving back to the first girl, enemies close, friends closer. Know your circle. Make sure everybody in your boat is rowing and not drilling holes when you're not looking. God, sabotaging well, yeah, from the
and
inside.
And you know what? That's also giving saboteur advice. Saboteur,
you are the saboteur.
Isn't it? Like, yeah, sabotage
you're
advice.
You're trapped.
Like, does this actually look good? Yes, it looks good. Really looks horrendous.
Mm.
That's saboteur advice.
The saboteur.
You are the saboteur.
Do not react.
Emily, you are the saboteur. Yeah. Please do not react. Literal seven-year-old girl.
In a cape and a cloak with a hood up.
In a fucking dungeon. I don't know how they film that. I was at, yeah.
That was a great TV show.
I could
show.
Have gone on Dick and Dom, but not the saboteur. Mm. You're trapped.
Like, we thought they never got out. We thought they were just trapped in there for life.
No, for sure. We actually thought they were trapped forever. I know. Well, because they made it very clear. Oh, Emily won't be getting out now.
Yeah, you'll be here forever. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Who am I to think you're a liar?
I know.
Oh, all right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. You can email your dilemmas to hello@theghostbathroom.com.
You can follow us on Instagram @theghostbathroom, on TikTok.
And if you would like an extra episode of The Girls Bathroom, absolutely, you can get it every single Wednesday, every single Monday over on Patreon.
Woohoo!
Two episodes a week.
If not, we'll see you next Wednesday. And if you're on Patreon, we'll see you next Monday.
Woo. Love you.
Bye.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.